Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avram Goldar and Tirmas Zechus Chulin Daf Pei Gimel. The end of the fifth parak Osov Es Beno and the beginning of the sixth parak Kisui Dam. The Zichu Maseches Chulin program has been generously sponsored anonymously to help bring a lasting Kinyan Torah to Lomde Daf Yomi worldwide. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah teaches that on 4 days a year, the days before Shmini Atzeres, Pesach, Shavuos, and Rosh Hashanah, a seller who already sold an animal's mother or daughter for Shechita that day must inform the next buyer. Since these are major yanta preparations, the first animal will likely be shechted that day, raising the prohibition of Osov Es Beno. Rabbi Yehuda limits this requirement to sales made on the same day, but if the first sale occurred on a previous day, he does not need to inform the buyer. Still, if he sold the mother to a chassan and the daughter to his kala, he must notify the second buyer, since both are likely to be shechted the same day. On these 4 days, mashchitin as a tabach bal korcho, we force a butcher to shecht against his will, even if only a small portion of an expensive animal is sold. Therefore, if it dies, the buyer loses his portion. The Gemara proceeds to explain how the buyer acquired his portion without Mashiach pulling near. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, regarding the Yom Echad, the one day written about the prohibition of Osov Es Beno, Hayom Holach Achar Laila, the day follows the night, meaning each day begins and ends at nightfall. Rabbi Shimon Zoma darshan that the term Yom Echad, one day, is mentioned both in Maaseh Breishis and regarding Osov Es Beno. Just as in Breishis, where Vahi Erev, there was evening, and then Vahi Boker, there was morning, establishes that the morning follows the night, the same applies to Osov Es Beno. Abraise explains why this drasha was necessary. Since Osov Es Beno appears in a section discussing Karbanos, one might have thought that Osov Es Beno follows the laws of Karbanos, where the night follows the day, because the Torah requires eating a Karban Todah that day and says not to leave over any of it until morning, indicating that the night is part of that day. The Gezer Sheva from Maaseh Breishis teaches to follow the Breishis model. And point number three, the sixth parak discusses the mitzvah of Kisui Hadam, covering the blood of a shechted chayer or bird. It states, Kisui Hadam nohag ba'aretz u'b'chutz la'aretz. The mitzvah of covering the blood applies both in Eretz Yisrael and outside Eretz Yisrael, whether or not the mikdash stands, but only to chulin animals and not kachim. It applies to chayos and birds, but not behemoths. The Gemara suggests that kachim is excluded because Rabbi Zera ruled, Hashoich etzar she'itan afr lamata va'afr lamala. One who shechs must place earth under the blood and earth above it. Earth cannot be placed under the blood of a carbon bird on the Mizbeach. Permanently placed earth would improperly alter the Mizbeach structure, and temporary earth would constitute a problematic chatzitza. Although placing earth beneath the blood is ordinarily not ma'akev, it is ma'akev here since it's impossible to fulfill properly because it's ein rui labila. However, the Gemara challenges this explanation because one could scrape the blood off the Mizbeach and perform kisui properly. Therefore, the exclusion of kachim is explained differently on the next daf. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the next mission teaches that on 4 days a year, the days before Shmini Atzeres, Pesach, Shavuos, and Rosh Hashanah, a seller who already sold an animal's mother or daughter for Shechita that day must inform the next buyer. Since these are major yanta preparations, the first animal will likely be shechted that day, raising the prohibition of Osov Es Beno. Rabbi Yehuda limits this requirement to sales made on the same day, but if the first sale occurred on a previous day, he does not need to inform the buyer. Still, if he sold the mother to a chassan and the daughter to his kala, he must notify the second buyer, since both are likely to be shechted the same day. On these 4 days, mashchitin as a tabach bal korcho, we force a butcher to shecht against his will, even if only a small portion of an expensive animal is sold. Therefore, if it dies, the buyer loses his portion. The Gemara proceeds to explain how the buyer acquired his portion without Mashiach pulling near. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, regarding the Yom Echad, the one day written about the prohibition of Osov Es Beno, Hayom Holach Achar Laila, the day follows the night, meaning each day begins and ends at nightfall. Rabbi Shimon Zoma darshan that the term Yom Echad, one day, is mentioned both in Maaseh Breishis and regarding Osov Es Beno. Just as in Breishis, where Vahi Erev, there was evening, and then Vahi Boker, there was morning, establishes that the morning follows the night, the same applies to Osov Es Beno. Abraise explains why this drasha was necessary. Since Osov Es Beno appears in a section discussing Karbanos, one might have thought that Osov Es Beno follows the laws of Karbanos, where the night follows the day, because the Torah requires eating a Karban Todah that day and says not to leave over any of it until morning, indicating that the night is part of that day. The Gezer Sheva from Maaseh Breishis teaches to follow the Breishis model. And point number three, the sixth parak discusses the mitzvah of kisui ha'dam, covering the blood of a shechted chayer or bird. It states, kisui ha'dam nohag ba'aretz u'b'chutz la'aretz. The mitzvah of covering the blood applies both in Eretz Yisrael and outside Eretz Yisrael, whether or not the mikdash stands, but only to chulin animals and not kachim. It applies to chayos and birds, but not behemoths. The Gemara suggests that kachim is excluded because Rabbi Zera ruled, ha'shoich etzar she'itan afra lamata va'afra lamala. One who shechs must place earth under the blood and earth above it. Earth cannot be placed under the blood of a carbon bird on the Mizbeach. Permanently placed earth would improperly alter the Mizbeach structure, and temporary earth would constitute a problematic chatzitza. Although placing earth beneath the blood is ordinarily not ma'akev, it is ma'akev here since it's impossible to fulfill properly because it's ein rui labila. However, the Gemara challenges this explanation because one could scrape the blood off the Mizbeach and perform kisui properly. Therefore, the exclusion of kachim is explained differently on the next daf. All right, so now we go to our siman daf peh gimel, and our standing siman is a pogo stick. So here goes. The chol hamoed pogo stick performer, who went to purchase a cow erev yontif and was told that the mother was sold earlier that day, asked if it was sold before or after nightfall, because for osu v'espano, the new day starts at night, and needed the meat to have the strength to do his double flip kisui dumb trick on chayos and birds that are chulin, skipping the ones that are kachim. Once again, slow motion. The chol hamoed pogo stick performer, that must move on daf pei gimel, pogo stick. The chol hamoed pogo stick performer who went to purchase a cow, erev yontif, and was told that the mother was sold earlier that day, which reminds us, the next mission teaches that on 4 days a year, the days before Shmini Atzeres, Pesach, Shavuos, and Rosh Hashanah, a seller who already sold an animal's mother or daughter for Shechita that day must inform the next buyer. Since there are major yontif preparations, the first animal will likely be shechted that day, raising the prohibition of Osav Espeno. Rabbi Yehuda limits the requirement to sales made on the same day, but if the first sale occurred on a previous day, he need not inform the buyer. So, the chol hamoed pogo stick performer who went to purchase a cow erev yontif and was told that the mother was sold earlier that day asked if it was sold before or after nightfall because for osav espeno, the new day starts at night, which reminds us, the next mission states regarding Yom Echad, the one day written about the prohibition of osav espeno, hayom holoch achar halayla, the day follows the night, meaning each day begins and ends at nightfall. Rabbi Shimon Zoma Darshan that the term Yom Echad, one day, is mentioned both in Ma'aseh Breishis and regarding Osav Espeno. So just as in Breishis where Vehi Erev, there was evening, and then Vehi Boker, there was morning, establishes that the morning follows the night, the same applies to Osav Espeno. Our Breishis explains why this structure was necessary. So the chol hamoed pogo stick performer who went to purchase a cow erev yontif and was told that the mother was sold earlier that day, asked if it was sold before or after nightfall because for Osav Espeno, the new day starts at night, and needed the meat to have the strength to do his double flip kisui a dumb trick on chayos and birds that are chulin, skipping the ones that are kachim, which reminds us, the sixth parak discusses the mitzvah of kisui adam, covering the blood of a shechted chaya or bird. It states, kisui adam noag ba'aretz b'chutz la'aretz. The mitzvah of covering the blood applies both in Eretz Yisrael and outside Eretz Yisrael, whether or not the mikdash stands, but only to chulin animals and not kachim. It applies to chayos and birds, but not behemos. So once again, the chol hamoed pogo stick performer who went to purchase a cow erev yontif and was told that the mother was sold earlier that day asked if it was sold before or after nightfall because for osav espeno, the new day starts at night and needed the meat to have the strength to do his double flip kisui a dumb trick on chayos and birds that are chulin, skipping the ones that are kachim. All right, so now it's time for our four blah bach chazara. Daf ein tes. So the simmer daf ein tes is a sofer because eight is a pen or a quill. So here goes. The sofer, that must be on daf, ayin tes, eight, quill, pen. The sofer who was busy writing up a yichus note for each of his mules to determine with whom they may be mashadach because choshishin lezera, which reminds us, Rebuta says, sus, mules which are born from a female horse, although the father is a donkey and they're crossbreeds, may be mated with each other. However, a mule born to a female donkey is forbidden to a mule born to a female horse because they're different species. Shmuel says, this is only Rebuta's opinion who holds ein choshishin lezera of. We're not necessarily concerned with the father's seed. But the Chachamim say, kol minei predos achas hein, all types of mules are one species and permitted to each other. So the sofer was busy writing up a yichus note for each of his mules to determine with whom they may be mashadach, because choshishim lezera'av shechted his koi, which was part set, and could not shecht the koi's kid on the same day, which reminds us in a braisa that the Tanakhama says that osov esbeno applies to a koi, which is a crossbreed of a goat and deer, but Rebbe Eliezer says it does not. On this stuff, Rav Chisda ultimately explains that the malchokas pertains to a female koi born from a male goat and female deer, and one shechted that koi and its own offspring. The Rabbanan hold choshishin lezera of, so the koi is considered part se, and se vafil mixa se. The term se and the prohibition of osov esbeno includes even a part se, such as this koi. Malezer holds ein choshishin lezera of, so this koi is fully considered a deer. So the sofer, who was busy writing up a yichus note for each of his mules to determine with whom they may be mashadach, because choshishin lezera of, shechted his koi, which was part se, and could not shecht the koi's kid on the same day, and gave the kohen half the zroah chaim and keva from his koi, from a male deer and a female goat, which reminds us, according to the Rabban, who are uncertain if we are choshishin lezera av, it's unknown if a koi is fully a goat and completely liable for matanos, or a half deer and only half is liable in matanos. Since this is a monetary question, the burden of proof is on the kohen, and the owner is only required to give him half the matanos, and this is what the Rabban mean when they say that the koi is liable. Eliezer holds differently. Daf Pei. So the Siman Daf Pei is a painter. So here goes. The painter. That must mean we're on Daf Pei. The painter who is working on different portraits of a koi, which reminds us, in a braisa, four opinions are cited as to the identity of a koi. The Tanakhama says it's a El Habar, the species known as the wild ram. Some say it's Haba Min HaTayush Min HaTzvia, the offspring which comes from a goat and a deer. Two more opinions are cited. So the painter who is working on different portraits of a koi told his assistant to paint a large sign that says Shechita Sheina Ruya to be displayed by Kachim, which reminds us, Rabbi Shai says Shechita of Kachim is always considered Shechita Sheina Ruya. The Mishnah taught that if an animal and its offspring are both Kachim, and one shechted both inside the Mikdash, the first is valid, and the second incurs malchus for osov esbeno and is invalid since it could not yet be sacrificed. But according to Rabbi Shimon, shechting kachim is always a shechita shein ruyahi, because as long as he didn't do zrikas adam, the meat is not permitted in consumption. Thus, the second shechita would not incur malchus and would be valid. So the painter who is working on different portraits of a koi told his assistant to paint a large sign that says shechita shein ruya to be displayed by kachim. After the order for the sign for a Mechusar's Man that was intended for animals whose mothers had been shechted that day got canceled, which reminds us, the Gemara asks why our Mishnah doesn't mention that one who shechts an animal and its offspring of Kachim in the Mikdash also should receive malchus for sacrificing Mechusar's Man, a premature carbon, since the carbon could not be offered until the next day. The Gemara first answers that although he actually does incur malchus for Mechusar's Man, our Mishnah is not listing lave nuchrai, peripheral transgressions. Alternatively, Rabbi Zera answers that one does not receive malchus for shechting a Mechusar's Man because hakasav niknuk ase, the pasuk remedied it with a positive commandment. Daf pay off. So the simon daf pay off is a grandpa. So here goes. The grandpa cows were reminiscing sadly about the day their offspring were shechted, osov esbeno, and the shochtim didn't even receive malchus because one grandkid was an ola, which is not eaten, and the other wayward grandkid was a shor niskal, which is a shechita she'en ruya. When they heard yelling from outside where a man was warning a shochet not to shecht osov esbeno to no avail, since he was shechting it for avodah zorah, and chayvi misa shoygiging, don't get malchus. So once again, slow motion. The grandpa cow's grandpa, that must be run duff, pay olive. The grandpa cows were reminiscing sadly about the day their offspring were shechted, osov esbeno, and the shochtim didn't even receive malchus because one grandkid was an ola, which reminds us, Rava says that if one sacrifices an ola and then it's chulin's mother, he's not chai because an ola shechita is not shechita basachila, a shechita fit for consumption since it's completely burned on the mizbeach. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees and says, Achila's mizbeach shma achila. The mizbeach's consumption is called consumption. So the grandpa cows were reminiscing sadly about the day their offspring were shechted, osov esbeno, and the shochim didn't even receive malchus because one grandkid was an ola, which is not eaten, and the other wayward grandkid was a shor niskal, which is a shechita she'ena ruya, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states that if one shechs an animal which is later found to be a trefa, or shechs for a vodazora, or paraduma, or shor niskal, or negla rufa, and then shechs its parent or offspring that day, Rabbi Shimon exempts him from malchus for osov esbeno because he holds shechita she'ena ruya lo shma shechita. Shechita, which is not fit, meaning does not permit the animal to be eaten, is not considered shechita. The Chachamim say he's chai because they hold shechita she'en ruya is considered shechita. So the grandpa cows were reminiscing sadly about the day their offspring were shechted, also Vespino, and the shochtim didn't even receive malchus because one grandkid was an ola, which is not eaten, and the other wayward grandkid was a shor niskal, which is a shechita she'en ruya. When they heard yelling from outside where a man was warning a shochet not to shecht also Vespino to no avail, since he was shechting it for avodah zorah, and chayvim misa shogiging, don't get malchus, which reminds us, Reish Lakish says, that if one shechted one animal for consumption and its parent or offspring for avodah zorah, he's pater from malchus for osu vespino, the kamlei by the rabbi mine, because he's chai for the greater punishment, meaning stoning for idolatry. Rav Yochanan said that one would incur malchus where they warned him that shechting the animal would violate osu vespino, but didn't warn him about the idolatry violation. Since he's not executed for the idolatry, he does receive malchus. Reish Lakish disagrees, given the kiyasu bei pater, since had they warned him about the idolatry, he would be putter from malchus. He's also putter when they didn't warn him about the idolatry. Pei base. So the siman da pei base is peanut butter. So here goes. The man who made the egel arufa usher and benefit by bringing it down to peanut butter valley. Peanut butter? That must mean a duff. Pei beis. The man who made the egel arufa usher and benefit by bringing it down to peanut butter valley, which reminds us, the Mishnah lists shechting an egel arufa as a shechita she'en ruya. The Gemara objects from a Mishnah that if the murder was found before the egel was decapitated, it returns to the flock because the egel remains permitted until its decapitation. If so, shechting it should permit it in consumption. Rabbi Yannai said, "Gvul shmati bav shachachti." I heard what is the cutoff line for when an egel arufa becomes forbidden, but I forgot what it is. And it was determined that yirida sala nachal eson or sarta, its descent to the hard valley, is what prohibits it. So the man who made the egel arufa usher and benefit by bringing it down to peanut butter valley watches his friend who used a peanut buttery knife to shecht a cow after shechting its daughter and mother was about to receive two sets of malchus, which reminds us, if one shechted a cow, its daughter and its daughter's daughter, he incurs two sets of malchus. But if he shechted a cow and its granddaughter first, and then its daughter, thereby violating two prohibitions simultaneously, the Tanakama obligates one set of malchus, but Simchus obligates two sets. So the man who made the egel arufa usher in benefit by bringing it down to peanut butter valley watches his friend who used a peanut buttery knife to shecht a cow after shechting its daughter and mother was about to receive two sets of malchus after he ate two kazesim of chelv and peanut butter sandwiches behelam echad, making him liable for another two sets, which reminds us the Gemara questions whether Simchus holds that eating two kazesim of chelv and one helam obligates two chatos. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which daf do you have about a koi regarding osu vespino? That's on daf. Ayin tes. Good. Number 2. Which daf do you have about whether one is completely liable to give the zeruah chaim and kev of a koi to a kohen, or he only has to give half of the matanos? That's on daf. Ayin tes. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do you discuss if Simcha holds that one who eats two kazesim of chelev behelam echad is chayv two chatos? That's on daf. Pebes. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do you win that 4 times a year a seller must disclose a prior sale of the animal's parent or offspring because of osu vespino? That's on daf. Pegimel. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do you win that regarding osu vespino the day falls the night, which is learned from Maisa Breshis? That's on daf. Pegimel. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we learn that if one shechts an animal and finds a sholya, one who is not squeamish may eat it because it's permitted with the animal shechita? That's on daf. Ein Zayin. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we learn that kisui dem applies only to chulin and not kachim? That's on daf. Pegimel. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we discuss what the din is if the sholya partially emerged from the womb and if there's a concern for a second fetus? That's on daf. Ein Zayin. Good. Number 9. Which of the one that nitod so much again, if the junction of sinews on the hind leg was removed, the animal is a trefa? That's on daf. Ein Vav. Good. Number 10. Which of the one that an egel arufa becomes prohibited after its descent to Nachal Esan? That's on daf. Pei Beis. Excellent. All right. That concludes this pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.